WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News, Trump defamation damages. I'm Dave Packer. A stunning decision by a New York jury in the defamation case brought by E. G. Carroll against Donald Trump after she accused him of sexual assault. The former president ordered to pay Carroll $83.3 million in damages, $18.3 million in compensatory damages, and $65 million in punitive damages. It took jurors just 3 hours to deliberate. ABC senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky at the courthouse watched as the verdict was read.
And when the jury was polled, meaning when the judge asked each of the nine jurors one by one to affirm that this, in fact, was their verdict, E. Jean Carroll smiled at them.
Reaction outside the courthouse from Trump attorney Alina Haba.
Don't get it twisted. We are seeing a violation of our justice system.
And Mr. Trump on his social media platform called the jury's decision absolutely ridiculous and posting that he plans to appeal. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Portage Fire Department is explaining an upcoming decision on how it will invest in its EMS services. The city currently uses a third-party system based out of a nearby hospital. Recently, the cost of the service has gone up. The Portage Fire Department is now exploring the creation of a locally controlled EMS service. They're doing so by putting a referendum on the spring primary ballot to invest more into the city's EMS service. Wisconsin's Wildlife Management account will start the next two-year budget period, nearly $16 million in the red, thanks largely to dwindling hunting license sales, putting projects from fish stocking to habitat restoration in doubt. The department places money from the sale of hunting and fishing licenses along with revenue from timber sales and tribal gaming payments into what's known as the Fish and Wildlife account. That money is used for a host of fish and wildlife management programs, including stocking game fish, restoring habitats, and monitoring chronic wasting disease. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight. Drizzle, light rain, and cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. And more clouds around on Sunday, some foggy areas and mid-30s. Sunshine Monday, high approaching 40. Slight rain chance Monday night. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 36.
99.7.
Listen, honey, Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you. It's off at 5 p.m. We've got you all caught up on the news and the weather. Let's get back into the music with Foreigner on Max FM.
I've got to take a little time. A little time to think things over. Between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world. Clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change.
the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Friday night. The Baraboo FFA alumni and supporters are holding their meat raffle on Saturday, February 17th at 10 a.m. This will be during the Flapjacks for Farmers and Friends. That goes from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. $5 gets you pancakes, eggs, sausage, and cheese. The meat raffle has 10 different meat bundles ranging from $50 to $275 in value. The grand prize is a Blackstone grill package, a $375 value. Tickets are just $5 each, or 5 tickets for $20. You can email FFAalumniofBaraboo@gmail.com for more information or to get tickets. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Tom Cochran on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The 10th-ranked and Big Ten leading Badgers shoot for their season series sweep over Michigan State when the two teams meet at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers captured the first meeting 70-57 back in early December, and at 7-1 in league play are up a half game on Purdue for the Big Ten lead. Third-ranked Hockey Badgers open a two-game weekend series at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor facing the Michigan Wolverines tonight. Badgers pushing for a Big Ten title and will close the regular season with six straight Big Ten weekends. Badger forward David Cilia.
You know, a lot of it is, you know, mental, whether it's your body's going to wear down no matter who you play and what kind of games. And these games are going to be a little more physical coming down when there's points on the line, and especially going to playoff hockey. So I think just that mental preparation of, you know, we're excited about this. Like, this is the opportunity we have. And I think just being excited about the opportunity that we have and understanding where we're at.
NBA Bucks host the Cavaliers tonight, shooting for their fourth straight win. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Just really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
That's rock, man.
Max FM.
Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a
I know.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep Coach on Gaming with Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. A great way to win contests and request music. Get those requests ready now for Saturday at the 60s and 70s. Every Saturday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Kevin Kellogg. Here is John Mellencamp on Max FM. We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
some of it's the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Friday night. Is brushing your teeth the last thing you do before going to bed? If you have trouble falling asleep, you may want to change that. Don't skip it altogether like I do, or you'll probably quickly attain gross person status, but brushing a little earlier might be a very good idea. It always takes you a long time to fall asleep. Your pre-bedtime routines might have something to do with it, including when you brush your teeth. Any sort of activity right before bed can jolt you wide awake and tell your body it's not time to sleep yet. That apparently includes brushing your teeth, washing your face, or even turning on a bright light in your bathroom. So try doing all that stuff 30 minutes to an hour before your normal bedtime. Then you can go straight to bed and hopefully fall asleep faster. Just don't dig into that midnight snack or you have to brush again. In fact, brushing earlier could also encourage you to skip the late night snacking and maybe lose a little weight. All right, I'm going to try this. I'm going to brush earlier and, well, actually brush before I go to bed and see if that helps because, you know, I do tend to wake up and sometimes I wake up a little hungry. I don't want to get hangry, though, so sometimes I do have that midnight snack. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Terrence Trentiarby on Max FM.
The final week, the final rounds, the TV binge bracket, your favorites from the 80s and 90s and all those great theme songs face off. You pick your favorite, you could win $500. Join us to hear more of those TV themes that are facing off right here later tonight on Throwback Nation Radio. Plus, Class of 83, it's another one of those songs you don't want to admit you know the words to, but you know you do. The Late Night Class Reunion, all yours later tonight. That's Throwback Nation Radio tonight starting at 8 on Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight. Drizzle, light rain, and cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. And more clouds around on Sunday, some foggy areas and mid-30s. Sunshine Monday, high approaching 40. Slight rain chance Monday night. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 36.
99.7
by the awesome Valentine's to my sweet lover and maid. Slowly but surely your appetite is more than I knew. Sweetly, softly, I'm falling in love with you. Wish me love for wishing well. Kiss and tell.
wishing well to kiss and tell. Her wishing well, a crocodile she'd say.
And more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Friday night. We are cruising through a 50-minute music hour with the King Sign Max FM.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the party, part of my childhood died, just died. Where the party used to stand. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could. But if I asked her, I wonder if she would. I'm dancing. Come on, sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing. It's only natural.
Maximum music, Max FM.